I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
Hey, folks, Dr. Joe Esposito here. If you're just joining us, welcome. If you stayed with us, thank you. What we're talking about today is we're discussing why our food supply is so messed up. Why is our food supply so dangerous? Because we have levels of toxicity in our food, and they're small amounts, but they're cumulative. They build up over time. And assuming we're eating three meals a day or more, so these toxic chemicals can build up in our body. Now, we're all going to get exposed to chemicals no matter what, even if you're eating organically grown food because it's in the air. People touch it at the grocery store. I pick up a non-organic melon, and then I pick up an organic melon, put the organic melon back. I mean, there's ways to transfer these things. But I want to talk about now how to safeguard your diet. Let's talk about some good stuff for a while. Earlier, we talked about something called phosphate fertilizers. Those are dangerous. Human waste, it's funny, they call it biosolids. That's a fancy word of saying biosolids are used as fertilizer. And that's probably the most toxic one of all. Biosolids have something called PFAS in it, polyfluoroalkyl substances. And that's associated with increased risk of cancer, can damage the organs like the liver and the thyroid. And it can be absorbed by the crops in, that are grown in soils that are treated with human sludge. It's when you flush your toilet. Let's call it what it is. So phosphate fertilizers, biosolids, glyphosate was a weed killer that we use. There's just three different sources of way to get toxins into your diet. Now, once you begin to look at how many different ways there are to get into the system, you really want to start saying, wow, I really need to wash my fruits and vegetables. What I'm eating, I wash it with, I've got a non-toxic dish soap that I use, an all-natural one, and I just squirt it on my foods, and I take my sponge, and I wash everything down, and then I proceed. Now, if it's a lettuce or something like that, I'll use maybe a quarter cup of apple cider vinegar, maybe a half gallon or gallon of water. It doesn't have to be exact, and I'll wash it with that. There are vegetable washes that you can buy, and studies show that they do remove a lot of waste product and toxins off the food too, so you can do that as well. That's what I do. We're starting to realize that a lot of problems associated with conventional farming, health and environmental, are an issue. And a lot more people are becoming proactive. Now, I'm not saying you have to go out and protest. You don't have to have a sign and stand outside the chicken slaughtering plant. But you can make a decision. A very good friend of mine, you know who he is, I won't say his name, always says, vote with your wallet. And that changed my life when I heard him say that. He said, vote with your wallet. If you don't like a restaurant, don't go there. You can go tattle on it if you want to and spend, you know, write an 18-page thesis on asparagus or whatever it is. Or you can just say, I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm not going to buy the foods that are bad for me. It's just that simple. Vote with your wallet. And that's going to make the biggest change. Because in any business, if they notice that people aren't coming, they're going to say, why are people not coming here anymore? Oh, now I have to change it. Or not. Nice part about capitalism is you can decide not to do it if you want to. But smart business says I have a fiduciary responsibility to my, let's say, investors or my family or whatever it is, that I have to do a good job here. And then they'll change it. So the best way to make a change is very simply, don't buy it. So we're realizing environmental problems, health problems. Logical step is to transition to either organic or biodynamic food to whatever degree you're able. If you're not able, it's still better to eat a non-organic apple than it is to eat a hamburger. Because you got to realize these animals, what are they fed? I'm going to talk about that in a second. But they're fed so much junk. Conventional cattle or pork or chicken are fed an unnatural diet of grains, corn, soybeans. They're not designed to eat that. Cows are designed to eat grass. Chickens are designed to eat bugs and seeds. And we start feeding them genetically modified corn and soy that's been sprayed with glyphosate, that gets into their fat, in their tissue. You then eat it. So animal products can actually be more contaminated than fruits and vegetables. So a non-organic apple is way better than a chicken sandwich. In fact, one of the big chicken chains just announced recently that they always said we'll never serve anything with antibiotics. Well, they're having trouble getting enough chicken that don't have antibiotics in it. There's just not enough out there. So they said they're going to start using chickens that are not fed antibiotics that might be used on humans. So that doesn't mean the ones that are not being used on humans are safe. So, I mean, I understand their point. They're a business and they have to get enough product and they can't find enough product. But you, as the consumer, don't have to buy the product. That's the nice part about all this. You make a decision. So as we transition over to, you know, whatever we can, but meat and dairy is actually going to be one of the worst. So my rule is this. If you're going to eat animal products, meat, butter, cheese, yogurt, eggs, ice cream, I'm going to recommend organic only. That's one of the things that needs to be organic. Or the other option you have, don't eat it. That's a better option. Because once again, you get to vote with your wallet when it comes to your health. So organic or don't eat it. That's my rule on any animal product whatsoever. Same thing with coffee. Because those are the ones that are so highly concentrated. So you're freaking out over an apple. That's the least of your concerns. It's not good, but it's the least of your concerns when it comes to coffee and animal products. Organic only or don't eat it. So I'll negotiate with you. I'll cut you a deal. And the deal is very simple. Only eat the foods that are good for you and don't eat the foods that are bad for you. Now, I want to talk about another chemical that's in our environment that's affecting us. It's called BPA, bisphenol A. Now, I haven't talked about this in a long time. It's kind of a new chemical. And there's approximately 12,000 new substances, chemicals, that are added to our environment pretty much on a regular basis. Okay, a yearly basis, I've seen some places a daily basis, but I don't think that we may be exposed to 12,000 chemicals a day, but we're adding new chemicals all the time. Now, there isn't data available on the hazards on some of these chemicals in high volumes. And there's no way to do the math that says, what if I mix 20 of these chemicals? What happens? What if I mix 18 of these and two of these? What happens? So we don't know. We might know about one chemical, but not about the interactions. Same thing with medications. Same thing with other things. When it comes to drugs, we don't know what's going to happen if we mix, you know, drug A, C, D, and L to see what happens. So bisphenol A, one of the highest volume chemicals with billions of pounds being produced every single year. Now, studies were raised concerns about the possibility of reproductive disorders, cardiovascular diseases, birth defects, chronic respiratory diseases, kidney diseases, breast cancer. It's a lot. BPA rapidly is becoming one of the most produced and used chemicals worldwide, even though it's been recognized as what's called a synthetic estrogen. Estrogen in the body is a growth hormone. We all have it. When you start putting synthetic estrogens in the body, they're usually stronger than human estrogen. It's called endocrine disrupting hormones. And it can block up your estrogen receptor site so you can't absorb the real estrogen. So that becomes a real big issue. And bisphenol A is everywhere. About 1 billion pounds, like I said, are used in the lining of food and beverage cans, especially for tuna and condensed soups. So what we do is, and I'll tell you a little story. I used to work at a pizza place when I first got out of college. I would deliver pizza at night and had an office during the day, hopefully seeing patients. Well, I didn't have a lot of patients at the time. So I always said I was the most educated pizza deliverer in all of Georgia. And I delivered pizza for about a year just to make enough money to pay my rent. And he used to have the big cans of sauce and we dump it out. You know, when we turn it upside down, we had this big spatula. It was really, you know, like the size of your head. And you'd scrape out the can because there was enough pizza sauce in the can for about one or two more pizzas. So you don't want to just dump it out and throw the can away. You had all this sauce in there. But bisphenol A came along, and bisphenol A is a nonstick coating. And so when you line cans with bisphenol A, things slide out easier. You may have noticed that if you think about when you were a kid, you had to scrape the can, and now things slide out. Why is that? Usually bisphenol A. And it's highly toxic. So I try not to use canned foods, and if you can, try to do organic, because they're less likely to use bisphenol A. But a food can still be called organic and have bisphenol A in it, because it's not the food, it's the can. But then the can leaches into the food. The United States general population gets less than 1,000 times lower the safety limit. Yet, even those incredible low doses, now again, the safety limit, we're in 1,000 times less than the safety limit, can affect thyroid, weight control, blood sugar, cardiovascular disease, liver function, and exposure to BPA at concentrations thousands of times lower than what's called the tolerable daily amount indicates that the safe exposure to BPA should be much lower than what it is, because we're getting 1,000 times less and we're still having effects on our health. And the problem is it's everywhere. Where do you get it? In cans. How about cash register receipts? You go, you pay with a credit card, they give you a receipt. You get a credit, you get a receipt from the cash register. If you work in an industry that has cash register receipts, I strongly advise you either wear gloves or wash your hands frequently. And men, it's even worse because it's an estrogen-like compound which can affect your testosterone levels. So I try not to take receipts if I can avoid them. And if I have to get a receipt, I take it, I put it in my wallet, and then I wash my hands afterwards. I do the same thing with money. Whenever I touch money, I wash my hands because it's really dirty. God knows where that stuff has been. The World Art, there's an organization devoted to research on hormones, and they concluded that even infinitesimally low levels of exposure or hardly any exposure at all can be a problem. And it's estimated that BPA and childhood obesity and heart disease alone is a certainly a health issue. There are alternatives that the industry can use. The problem is that they cost about 2 cents more for the receipts. So most of the receipts you're touching, bisphenol A. Lined cans, bisphenol A. Nonstick coated cookware, bisphenol A. So this is how you want to avoid this stuff. Avoid plastic containers. I have glass containers for everything I store. Now, I have two plastic containers in my house. If I have to store something that I'm not going to cook or I'm not going to freeze, let's assume I'm putting, I don't know, avocados in the refrigerator. I need a container. I might put it in a plastic container. But if you freeze something in plastic, it's going to, when it freezes, it expands, it's going to scratch the container walls. And that becomes an issue as well. You want to avoid even menstrual products. Look for something that says BPA free. Because ladies, you're putting this right onto a mucous membrane and can be easily absorbed into the body. Thermal receipts, we talked about that. Even CDs and DVDs. I know we don't play with those a lot anymore, but those are slick. They have the chemicals on it. And household electronic cords. Okay, your charger for your phone. They're smooth. Why are they smooth? Bisphenol A. So if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. What we're talking about today is we're talking about why our food sources are so messed up. Why is our food sources so toxic? Because I've been in practice a long time, and I'm seeing more and more patients getting sicker and sicker, younger and younger. And I'm scared. I'm scared because a lot of it is environmental. And unfortunately, and I sound like the old man now, the younger generation is not paying attention to this. Some are. Some are getting excited about it. They're turning more to a plant-based diet. They're getting better. But a lot of the younger kids are ordering food out. This is a trend. You see all the time. You see the Uber Eats and the other ones, the Post whatever, and delivering food. And talking to younger kids, what I find is they say it's just basically a cost of living. I have to get my food delivered, and then I have to add a service charge, then I have to get a tip. And the problem when they deliver food is the many times they put it in styrofoam containers, plastic containers, hot soup in a plastic container. It's melting the plastic, and the plastic is getting into the food. We covered a couple of weeks ago how dangerous plastics can be. So I'm worried because it's expensive, but it's also so toxic to these kids. So if you're going to have a cup of coffee, very acidic, very hot, you put it in a styrofoam container. What happens? Styrofoam melts a little bit into the coffee. You're getting those chemicals into your system. So the trend is going, and I'm happy to see this, the trend is going more toward people eating at home. And one of the driving forces on this is the cost, of course. It's so expensive. You used to be able to go to a restaurant, I remember, for, you know, not a fancy place, for $10. Now it's $20. And I don't think my salary's gone up twice. Hasn't doubled my salary. So now I have to spend more money relative to how much I make just going out to dinner. So more people are cooking home, which is great. And the reason I say that is I'm seeing more and more interest in a book that I wrote a long time ago. And years ago, I wrote a book called Eating Right for the Health of It. And the whole book is telling you how to change your diet with over 200 recipes. And I'm seeing more and more interest, especially for the younger generation, on what can I do to save money and prepare my meals at home. And it's a whole lot cheaper because the food, just buying the food from a grocery store. And then you can decide, are you going to wash it? Are you going to clean it? Are you going to use apple cider vinegar and water in the wash to get the chemicals off it? So I'm happy to see this trend. It actually makes me pretty happy. So if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. We're talking today about why the food supply is so messed up. Why are things so toxic in our environment? And again, it's not an environmental lecture. It's about the environment inside your body. Another thing, we'll talk about fast foods. I'll keep going on this thought process is fast foods have something called linoleic acid. It's an omega-6 fatty acid. And these are the vegetable oils, corn seed, cotton seed, soy, corn, canola. These vegetable oils are very high in omega-6 fatty acids. And omega-6 fatty acids cause inflammation. And worse than that, your cell has a wall around it. It's called the lipoprotein layer. And lipo means fat, protein means protein. And it's a wall around your cell. And it's where you have these gateways for nutrients to get in and waste products to be passed out. And if you're building it with healthy oils, you have a good, strong lipoprotein layer around the cell, and the cell is able to absorb nutrients, pass out waste products, and hormones are able to connect onto the cell wall. It's like a docking station, and do their job, insulin being a hormone. As we get more linoleic acid in our diet, the cell doesn't have these good fats to build a wall around, so they start using these cheap fats. And they use the cheap fats, and now the docking stations aren't working as well as they used to. So hormones, insulin being one of them, isn't able to dock into the cell and do its job like it used to. So now we start to see things like insulin resistant. The cell isn't able to open up and let glucose in because the insulin isn't able to attach to the cell, and the cell opens up, insulin opens up the cell. And waste products are building up inside the cell and nutrients aren't able to get in. And also, if you have a bad diet, you probably don't have enough nutrients anyway. So I want you to think about this when you eat out. I've never known anywhere I've ever been in my entire life that used a quality oil. They always use the cheap omega-6 fatty acid vegetable oils. Now, if you do it periodically, you have other oils in your diet, avocados, extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, probably not that big a deal. But when you eat three meals a day with linoleic acid in it, it's affecting your health. And many times, fast foods are contaminated with medications. And in fact, one of the things that was interesting, 2023, Moms Across America did food samplings of 10 fast food chains. They submitted them to the Health Research Institute. That's a nonprofit laboratory that checks for contaminants. So 10 samples of fast food. Each sample was tested for the presence of 104 of the most common veterinary drugs, that's animal drugs, and hormones. What they found was that most of them had problems. It wasn't all surprising because fast food chains rely on beef and chicken from concentrated animal feeding operations where veterinary drugs are routinely used. So that's where it's coming from. You're getting the animals that are given veterinary drugs and then you're eating them. And there's some drug residual there. So the way they raise these animals, it's usually close quarters, not very sanitary if you've ever seen it. High incidence of disease. So non-organic meat that's treated with antibiotics, growth hormones, anti-parasitic drugs, contraceptions are getting into the diet. 6 of the 10 contained risky antibiotics of the 10 that they tested. They found a chicken sandwich was found to have an anti-parasitic drug and a what's called a foul contraception. It was contraception for chickens that can cause infertility in certain chickens and certain animals. And yet you're eating these chemicals. And they're giving these things to fatten them up. That's what's happening. You know, if women take birth control pills, many times they gain weight. So we can give chickens birth control pills to gain weight. And we sell chicken by the pound. And so the more fat, more weight we have on it, the better it is. Then 2022, they tested 43 school lunches. 95% of the school lunches had detectable levels of glyphosate, which we just talked about. So let's talk about you putting together a healthcare plan for yourself. If that's something you're interested in, there's three things I want you to consider. Normally functioning nervous system, normally functioning digestive system, good nutrition. So if you'd like to come see us in the Atlanta area, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. If you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, sciatica, digestive issues, nutritional concerns, I want to be your doctor. Let's get to the cause of the problem. Now, I am not against drugs. I am not against surgery. I am not against dentistry. I want to be in conjunction with your other doctors, co-managing your cases so that hopefully we can get you well and keep you well. So if you have pain, again, chiropractic care, most effective, least expensive treatment for back pain. That makes perfect sense to me. From a nutrition standpoint, let's look at what you're eating. Let's see if there's other options. If you go to my website, drjoe.com, just type in, so what can I eat, and listen to a lecture I did on what you could eat. It's pretty simple. It's not hard to do. And change whatever you can change, whatever you're willing to change. You don't have to do it all at once. Don't get scared. I'm not going to yell at you. But I want to give you the information, and you utilize that information however you see best fit. And if you want to make a little bit of change, do that. If you want to make a lot of change, do that. If you want to make any change, that's okay too. It's your life. Okay? John Bon Jovi song, It's Your Life. It's your life. You can decide what you want to do. But I want to give you the tools so that you now have information so you can make a better decision. Because it's all about you and making the right decision. So if you want to make an appointment to come see us in the Atlanta area, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. You can go to my website, drjoe.com. You can book an appointment right now. We can do remote consultations as well if you're not in the Atlanta area. Normally, the first visit is $940 for you guys, my listeners. I'm only charging $299. That's an exam, x-rays, consultation, first treatment, going over the x-rays on a follow-up visit so you see what we see, putting together a treatment plan for you, and a complete nutrition evaluation. At that point, if you want to go forward, great. If you don't want to go forward, that's okay too. I just want to give you the information so you can make a better choice. So again, the website, drjoe.com, drjoe.com. If you have any questions, send it to me through the website, drjoe.com as well. Follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, at Dr. Joe Esposito, at Dr. Joe Esposito, all one word. And I appreciate you doing that for me because I'm happy to give you information. I'm happy to answer questions for you, but I'm asking for a little bit in return. Follow me on social media. If you don't like it, unfollow me. Sign up for our newsletter. It's on the website, drjoe.com. That's the inner circle. That's where you're going to get the most information. Newsletter is free. We don't give out your address to anybody. If you want to unsubscribe. But think about this. If you do nothing regarding your health, what's going to change a week from now, a year from now, 5 years from now? If you do nothing, you're going to have the same problems, probably worse than you have right now. That's the only guarantee I can give you. So think about, is it worth taking a little time out of my day? Again, follow me on social media. We post health tips every single day. You're going to get health tips every day from me, absolutely free. Newsletter, in-depth health tips, absolutely free. So what's going to happen? What's going to change in your life if you do nothing? Nothing. It's only going to get worse. So take the positive step. You can always go back to eating bad. You can always go back to not getting chiropractic care. You can always go back to the life you have right now. And I always tell people, if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, so what? I'm wrong. You ate well for a while, save some money on food, and go back to what you used to be. Supplements. Minimum supplements I think everybody should be taking are Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. They're two powders. They taste great. I mix them together. We have a mint and a plain Super Greens. I like the mint. It's a little sweeter. If you don't like mint, get the plain. I mix it with a scoop of Essential Source, shake it up with some coconut milk, almond milk, water, mix it in with plant-based yogurt every single day. If you do nothing but that, you'll be amazed. If you change one thing in your diet, you should be amazed. If you get your body's checked out by us, you'll be amazed. So it's a menu, and you can choose whatever you want off this menu, but if it was me, I'd take the whole buffet. I want to get to the cause of my problems, not just treat the symptoms. So again, drjoe.com is my website. Send me questions. If you search my website, we have over 4,000 hours of content. So just type in the search bar what you're looking for. You'll come up with an article or a lecture that I gave, and then any questions from there, happy to answer them for you. And if you're in the VA, if the VA refers you to us, they pay for your treatment. Thanks for listening to For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app.